Jody Washington will start her first term as a Lansing City Council member in January, and she's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for your time. When you found out that you had won, what was your reaction?
Oh, my gosh. I was so excited. I knew it was going to be a really close race, but and I knew it could go either way. But when I found out, excuse me, I was so excited. I just am really ready to serve the community in this capacity, and I'm just thrilled that the hard work paid off.
Why'd you run?
I ran initially because I was really upset with the way the first ward was being represented by Eric Hewitt, who, and let me clarify that, I've gotten to know Eric better since that time, and I understand a little bit more of why he voted the way he did, even though I still would not have voted in most instances the way he did. So I don't want to put off there that I think he's a bad guy. And I wasn't really satisfied with the other people that were considering running, so I thought, why not do it myself?
You ran against, I guess your chief contender was Lynn Martinez, and at times that race got pretty testy, especially when you had some debates. Why was that?
I think they were upset because, excuse me, I put out a comparative piece in my literature, and so they attacked it and said it was negative. And I don't see it so much as negative, more, I saw it more as informative. And so after that, then the race got kind of ugly, and they were, you know, saying I was negative and I was divisive, et cetera, et cetera. During the debates, I don't know. I guess I don't know that I saw that it got that testy.
Well, what were the differences? What are the differences between you and Lynn Martinez, which obviously the voters decided to go with you?
Well, I think the differences, and I think probably the main reason the voters decided to go with me was, one, I made sure I got out there a lot and made the connection with the people. I did doors for 8 months, and I think really people just want to change. Lynn has served the community, but I think they just wanted somebody that wasn't an old-time politician. I think I was just a new face, new vision, new energy.
On your Facebook page, you write that you are not a political insider. You're not as connected to the special interest groups as other people. But it seems like it's a lot of politicians say that, but sooner or later, they're taking that money and they're considering some issues which could put them in jeopardy.
Well, I don't know that because I'm not a politician or a political insider. I mean, I did get a lot of endorsements. I got many endorsements, but I never knew those people before I got the endorsement. And Ms. Martinez did ask for all the same endorsements, but for one reason or another, they decided to go with me. And I'm a pretty strong personality, Tony. I'm not easily swayed one way or the other, and my main interest is going to be to represent the people in the first ward the way they want to be represented.
There's a conflict, it seems like, with the Lansing City Council. There's two factions, one that supports the mayor, the other that doesn't. It seems like what's always at issue is that there are some people who believe in slow growth or no growth. What's your take on that? Should the city of Lansing grow? There's so many challenges. Even when you look at Davenport and how that deal fell apart, what side of the fence are you going to be on?
Well, I am for growth. I am for expansion. I'm certainly not a slow growth or no growth, but I really would want it to be done with transparency and done responsibly. I have pretty much on the issues. I've pretty much always seen Bernero's side of the issue, and in fact, I was a huge supporter of Bernero. But I think sometimes what the problem is when it comes before council, they haven't really been given the information they need, and then they're asked to make a vote immediately, and they just don't feel they have the information that they need.
You know, Jody, I've talked with many different council members about the challenge that you just mentioned. And on one hand, when I talk to people like Bob Trezise and some other folks in the administration, they will tell me, you know what, we need to get deals done behind the scenes, and we're the ones that work on them, and then we present the information, and they need to decide in a timely manner. But then I hear people like Kara Wood talking about how Mayor Hollister, the former mayor of the city of Lansing, would always keep the information flowing to the city council and would meet with them before they had important decisions to make, which seemed to eliminate the delays, and he didn't seem to have a problem with sharing information.
Right.
How would you like to see the mayor's office communicate with the council?
I'm going to be honest. I would like to see more information given. I think if you have a council and you have individuals that are able to embrace confidentiality and not put the information out there, and I guess that would be on the council members, I think it would be difficult. It would be difficult for me to make a decision in 45 minutes on an absolutely huge deal. I trust the administration's people that they have on board. I think they have an amazing staff and really good department heads. But on the other hand, I think if you're asking to be responsible for the taxpayers' money, you need the information you need. I guess I'm hoping that for me that there will be more information given.
Have you had a conversation with Mayor Virge Monero?
No, I'm actually getting together with him next week, and I am looking forward to that. We have some things that we need to put behind us. And like I said, I've worked on his campaigns. I feel he came out against me pretty strongly during the election. But, you know, I told him I'm a big girl. I'll put it behind me, and I'll move forward in the best interest of the city.
Jody, as a former supporter of the mayor, did that hurt when he took those shots and supported an opponent?
No. One thing people will learn about me is I have skin like an elephant. I'm not a real sensitive kind of gal. So, no, and some of it I actually was a little amused by, but no, it didn't. I know why he wanted to support Ms. Martinez, and I will keep that to myself. And I mean, I understand, and we have had a good working relationship, and I think it'll be fine.
Why did he want to support her as opposed to you?
I think he saw her more as somebody that would align with him, and I don't know why he would have thought that I wouldn't have aligned with him. I mean, I mostly have, and I think he thought she was. I think he thought she was probably a sure shot to win the election.
All right, so you mentioned that the first ward has some challenges. What do you hope to get done to serve the people who voted you in?
Well, I hope to really make contact with the people in the first ward and find out exactly where they are standing on issues. And we have some challenging neighborhoods in the first ward. We have things that are going on in the Baker-Denora area. We have things that in different neighborhoods that really need some attention. And I would also like to see the expansion of the first ward. We have the Michigan Avenue corridor that will be getting attention, and I think that's critically important. We have the Red Cedar golf course issue, which I'm hoping it'll go in the direction that we're seeing it go. I think that would be amazing. And I just would like to see the east side, or the first ward, revitalized in every portion of it. We have the north side of the first ward.
Well, Jody, I've got to get to a news break. You have an open invitation to come on the program and discuss anything, anytime. Thank you.
Thank you so much.